sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Gaon HaTzadik, Rabbi Chezkel Eliyahu, Ben Gaon HaTzadik, Rabbi Yehoshua. We're going to be learning, continuing in Maseches Machshirim. Now we are on Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Hanoer Aguda Shel Yerek, V'yardu Mitzad HaElyon L'Tachton. If somebody shakes a batch of vegetable in order to remove water that fell on it, shelo l'ratzon, as the Bar Tanura says, and it fell from the upper part of this aguda to the lower part, beis shamay omrim b'chi yutan, beis shamay omrim, beis shamay says that it has the status of ki yutan, meaning that the water came with desire, since Bishas Nir, at the time of shaking, he wants the water to fall from the higher part to the lower part, and through that it's eventually going to fall off this batch. It's considered a Hechsher Lekabel Tuma. Beis Hillel says, Einam Bechiyutan. Why? Because he wanted, as Mishnah Chorin explains, he wanted that it should fall completely from the Yerek, and his Machshava wasn't fulfilled because it didn't fall completely from the Yerek. And therefore, they are not machshir lekabel tuma. Amar beis hillel beis shammai beis hillel beis shammai v'lo anor es hakelach. If somebody shakes a stalk of a vegetable to remove the water, choshishim anu shema yetsu yatsu min ha'ole le'ole. Are we worried that it fell from one leaf to a second leaf? No. Just like we're not worried that the water fell from one leaf to a second leaf when he shakes the stalk. So we don't say that if it fell from one to another, then it's machshir that other leaf to mekabel tuma. So too, when you have an aguda shel yerek and the water falls from the top to the bottom, it's not machshir lekabel tuma. It says, Amr lehem beis shammai. Beis shammai answers, shehakelach Echad v'aguda klochim harbe. No, a kelach is just one stalk. There's no hechsher because it's only one stalk. If it went from leaf to leaf, it's like it didn't go off at all. His machshava wasn't fulfilled. But agudas klochim harbe. But an agudas many klochim. And since the water went from the kelach elyon to the kelach hatachton, since it went from the upper part of one stalk to the lower part of another stalk, to Kalachim Harbe, so that would then be Nasis Machshavto. And therefore, it's Machshir Lekabel Toma. Amram Beitzil Beitzil answers, Harei Amal Esak Mali Peirus and Esano Agav Hanor. Wait a second. If you take a sack filled with fruits that fell into the river, shalola ratzon, he didn't want it to fall in the river, and he took it out and put it al sfas hanar, are we concerned now that the water fell from the higher, from the upper fruits to the lower fruits, because there are a lot of fruits in this sack? Obviously not. So here also, even though they're klachim harbe, we should not be choshesh that they went from the top to the bottom. Even though they're klachim harbe, here also when we have peres harbe, we're not choshesh that it went from elyon to tachta. Avalim helo shnayim unesanam zeh al gav zeh. But if there were two sacks that were in the river and you put one on top of the other, then hatachton is b'chi yutan, because they are gufim michulakim. They are different bodies of fruits. And he beratzon put one on top of the other. And as long as he wants the water to go from the upper sack to the lower sack, it's as if he put them there beratzon, that he wants the water beratzon to fall in the lower sack, and therefore it's machshir the fruits in the lower sack to be makabel tuma. Rav Yossi Omer, no, hatachton tar, even in such an instance, the tachton is not mukshir lekabel tumah, because he didn't intend that the water should fall from the higher sack to the lower sack, rather it should fall out completely, and therefore he doesn't want the water in the lower sack to get wet. And the Rambam paskins, like Beis Hillel, that Heloshnaim, that if you took out two, you put one on top of the other, then the tachton is b'chiyutan, and not like Rebbe Yossi. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, in the Sefer Mayim Chaim and Hilchos Machshirim, which is not the Rav's, Rosh Hashiva's writing himself, but his Chavrusa Hagoyna Rav Freiman Shlita, who wrote down what Rav Chaim said, explains as follows, that if you have one kelach, if you have one stalk, when the mashkim, when the liquid went from leaf to leaf, that's not considered that they were poresh, that they separated lamakom acher, and therefore it's not machshir even lefi beis shamai. But in an instance that they separated from one pri to another, that is considered a ma'isa if they were shaken off and then they went from one fruit to another fruit, that's considered a ma'isa, and it's machshir lekabel tumah even according to Beis Hillel. Now if you have an aguda shel yerek, if you have this batch of vegetables, there's a machlok, as we saw in the Mishnah, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that according to Beis Shammai, since there are a lot of klachim, there are a lot of stalks, and the mashke went from stalk to stalk, this is considered a maisa prisha, this is considered as if the water separated, and therefore it's machshir lekabel tumah. And according to Beis Hillel, all the klachim are considered like one kelach, since you have an aguda, since they're tied together. It's not considered that it was porous, even if it went from one kelach to another, it doesn't matter, because since they're all tied together, it's really considered like one stalk. And that's exactly what Beis Hillel asked on Beis Shammai, what in one kelach are we choshesh that the water was porous, me'ole le'ole? So we also shouldn't be choshesh if it's an aguda shel kelachim. If they're all tied together, that's like one kelach. But Beis Shammai holds that the aguda is not combining them together, and therefore they answered Beis Hillel that a kelach is one, and therefore that isn't considered prisha, but if there is an aguda, that's many kelachim, and that is considered that the water was poresh. Now, that Beis Hillel brought a raya from sak male peros that are also not in the category of kiyutan, even though the water fell from the upper fruits to the lower fruits, it's because Beis Hillel holds that there's a tseruf kli, that this kli, this sack that is holding them together, and turns them into one unit. They're all like guf echad, and there's no prisha, there's no separation, mimakom lemakom. And from this, Beis Hillel proved that the same would apply, just like a sack of fruits, that's mitzarif them together, and it's not considered that the water was parish. So hu adin, when you have aguda shel yerek, if you have vegetables that are bound together, that's also not considered prisha, even though the water went from kelach to kelach. And according to Beis Shammai, no, even if you have a sak male peris, that's not considered kedavar echad, that's not considered one unit, and there is a din of v'chi yutan. So the kasha is what we learned in the Mishnah earlier, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. It says there, Hamarid es ha'ilan, if a person shakes the tree to remove mashkim, what's the din? Beis Shammai says, Hayotzin ve'es shabo b'chi yutan. If he shakes a tree in order to remove the water, the water that falls off the tree and the water that remains in the tree and then after it fell in Paris, they're all machshir. And Beis Hillel says, no, Hayotzin b'chi yutan, what comes out is b'chi yutan ve'es shabo, enum b'chi yutan mipnei shum eskavin shiyotzin mikula. What remains isn't b'chi yutan because he wanted all the water to come out and all the water did not come out. So we see that according to Beis Shammai, the mashkim that remained in the tree still have a din of kiyutan, that afterwards when they fall, they're machshir lekabel tuma. But wait a second, it's all one tree. It wasn't Poresh. So why, when it comes to one kelach, does Beis Shammai agree that if it goes from leaf to leaf in the same stalk, it's not considered prisha? But yet, when it's on a tree and remains on the tree, that is considered prisha and is b'chiyutan. What's the difference? Another kasha is what we learned in the next Mishnah. This is funny because we're asking a question from a Mishnah we haven't learned yet, but obviously everybody did this in Cheder when they were in third grade, depending on which Cheder you went to. Ha-mimachek es ha-kresha. So if somebody, I think they call it leek in English, L-E-E-K, so you have this kresha, this karsi, chotzir in the Lashon of the Mikra. So a person is trying to clean out the water, the rainwater that fell on it, the hasochet saro b'ksuso, or v'hasochet bisaro uv'ksuso, that he has water in his hair and his garment, and he squeezes them out in order to remove the water. Rabbi Yossi says, "Hayotzim b'chiyutan v'eschevoenim b'chiyutan v'neishim uskayim shesu mikulo." What comes out is b'chiyutan remains not b'chiyutan, because he wanted all of it to go out. Now the Rash explains that this is only lefi beis Hillel, that we learned in Mishnah Beis, that the water that remains is not b'chiyutan. But according to Beis Shammai, it implies even the mashkim that are shabot that remained inside have a din of kiyutan, and we have to understand why is that any different from kelachecha? Kelachecha Beis Shammai holds is not b'chiyutan because the water was never poresh, and therefore there's no din of kiyutan, that the water isn't machshir after it was been mekabel tuma, was never poresh, it never separated. So why then, if the water never separated from saro and ksuso, does Beis Shammai hold that it is b'chiyutan? So why is the water, according to Beis Shammai, that remains in the tree have a din of kiyutan? And why does water that remains in the hair and the garment have a din of kiyutan? So the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha answers as follows. That whenever water separates mi makom le makom al yedei maisa, there are really two nidonim. There are two issues involved, two things are happening when the water is going from place to place. The first question we have, the first issue is it considered that the water went out mikoach masav? If mikoach masav, because of his actions, the water separated, this mashke is considered a mashke chashuv, and it's roi lahachshir. The second issue, the second discussion, is when a mashke is on a pri, the question is the pri itself mukshir through this prisha or not? So we have a question on the water, and we have a question on the pri. So it would appear that all that Beis Shammai is molded bekelechecha, that it's not machshir, that's only with respect to the second issue about the pri. The pri itself is not mukshir, but with respect to the water, Beis Shammai holds that even if it went from ala to ala, from leaf to leaf, on the same stalk, it's considered a mashke chashuv because of this prisha, because it did separate. And if taket fell in another pri, it would be machshir. The reason for this chiluk is that when we discuss a pri, if it had a maisa bias mayim, we say that if it's one kelach, it's not considered, if it's one stalk, it's not considered bias mayim ala pri, since beforehand it also had mayim. So when you're looking at the pri had water before, and the pri had water afterwards, nothing had changed. So even though it went from one side to the other, that's not considered a new bias mayim on this pri, and therefore it's not mukshar al yidei zeh. But when you discuss the mashke itself, if a maisa prisha happened with the mashke, we're not discussing this, viewing this according to the object upon which the water is found. Rather, we are looking at the mashke itself. Where is the mashke? And with respect to this question, every different part of the stalk or the tree is considered a different place. And if it went from one place, one side, to another, it's considered that it moves places, and with relationship to the mashke, it's considered prisha mimakom lemakom, and because of this, it's considered a mashke Lehachshir. So now, far and for tzeir git, what we asked from these two Mishnayos, that in the Mishnah earlier on, a Mishnah Beis, Hamarid Seilon, that we said the water that stays in, according to Beis Shammai, is b'chiyutan. Why? Because there's no nafkamina legabe the Ilan. If the Ilan had Bias Mayim, or didn't have Bias Mayim, we're not talking at all about the Ilan, we're talking about the water that now it's Meiratzon, he removed it Meiratzon, he shook it Meiratzon. We're looking at the Mashke. Since the Mashke moved, so this is considered a Maisa Choshev to be Machshir the Mashke. So the reason that Mishnah is not Shver is because in our Mishnah we're talking about the Kelach. As far as the Kelach is concerned, it was wet before, it's wet now, so we don't care that it went from Allah to Allah. But when you're looking at the Mashke, not the Pri, but the Mashke, the liquid itself, therefore went from place to place. Beis Shammai says that it's Machshir the Kabbal Tum, and therefore if you're married as a Ilan, if you're married the Ilan, so the din is that, I'm so sorry, I'm losing my accent. The din is that it is machshir lekabel tumah because the water moved from place to place. And also later on in Mishnah Hey, if a person sochet sara b'ksuso or sara b'ksuso, so if he squeezes his hair, his garment, the whole nidon is on the mashke. The discussion is about the liquid. Is it considered mashke lahachshir or not? So even though it remained in the garment, in the hair, but since it moved, it is now machshir lekabel tumah. And the same thing with the kresha, with this leak. When a person is removing the water from the leak, that the Rashi says that according to Beis Shammai, it's machshir lekabel tumah, the water that remains inside, the discussion is not if the kresha, if this vegetable was mukshir by the precious hamashke, because anyway the Gemara says in Krisis Tesvav Amid Beis that it is mukshir. But the discussion is the water. Is the water now machshir when it goes somewhere else? Is this considered prisha mimakom lemakom to give it a shame mashke? And since the gabi, the mashke itself, is considered a maisa prisha, therefore it's roi lahachshir lekabel tumah. But our Mishnah, that we're talking about somebody who shakes this kelach, that the discussion is the yachas lepri atzmos, the pri itself mukshir not, there Beis Shammai or Moda that it's not mukshir because there was no bias mayim, because also before there was water on this kelach. And echinami, the water itself is makabel chashivas according to Beis Shammai, since it's parish mokom lemokom, therefore afterwards if it falls somewhere else it's going to be machshir lekabel tumah, just like the kelach itself it is not. So that is the beautiful mahalach to explain pshat in this Mishnah, and obviously there's a lot more to say in the Mishnah, and we should be zoche lilmod l'lamed l'shmo v'lasu l'kaim is called every psalm to rest to be ahava amen v'amen shalom shalom slidus and most beloved friends.